Today, I want to address our words in a situation like this. My message is titled, What to Say When You Don't Know What to Say. What to say when you don't know what to say. Actually, I was going to title the message, What to Say When You Have Nothing Sensible to Say. But I thought you would be offended. So I give it an, although I've sneaked it in anyway. Because, you know, these days, it looks like most people have become funeral announcers. So if you're on social media, you're going to get alerts, so-and-so is dead, so-and-so is infected, so-and-so is that, and so-and-so is that. And there's so much going out there that if you're not careful, you'll be paralyzed by fear before a virus ever gets to you. So what do you say and what do you do in circumstances like this? Because as believers, we overcome by our words. Our words are not just vocabulary, but they are weapons in our mouth, and we must be careful what we say. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And it reads, Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I will repeat from the part B of verse 5. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? There are two concepts that I want to point to you and bring to your attention. And the first concept is that God says something. God says something. If you look at the verse, it says, For he himself has said. For he himself has said. That's the first concept. God says things, or he says something. It is the declared word of God. In the scripture, we hear God speaking. And when God speaks, he speaks to reveal himself. God's word reveals God's will. God's word reveals God's will. He himself has said, when God says something, he reveals his will. He reveals his intentions. He reveals his desires. God says something. Then the second concept I want you to pay attention to is, we also say something. I say what God says. So it says, he himself has said, so we may boldly say. God says something, we also say something. He himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. When God speaks, he is literally putting words in your mouth. He is giving you something to say. So God's word in my mouth must agree with his will. Or God's word in my mouth agrees with his will. Jesus taught us a very, very vital principle. Very vital. In the Lord's Prayer, he said, when you pray, you say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Two things are happening there. Thy will be done in heaven. That's one aspect. As it is, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God's will is done in heaven, but that will must be done on earth. And what makes God's will done on earth is when we pray and say the same things that he is saying. God's word in my mouth agrees with his will. Now, I want to take you just on a little journey, because this passage in Hebrews says, God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It is quoting what God has said. So the question you ask yourself is, where did God say that? Because the passage says, God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Where did he say it? And to whom did he say it? And we're going to find out where God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and to whom he said it. There are two instances I'll bring to your notice. The first one is in Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. This is God speaking to Jacob. And this is what God said. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. So when the writer in Hebrews says, God himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, this is what he's addressing. When God said to Jacob, I will be with you. At this point, Jacob was alone in his life. And he's fleeing from danger. Because if you know your Bible a little bit, you will realize that Jacob's brother Esau had sworn to kill him. His brother says, I'm going to kill you. So Jacob is running because something, somebody wants to kill him. It's not a virus. It's a brother. Sometimes a brother can be a virus. No, your brother is not a virus. So, Jacob is fleeing for his life. So, God speaks to Jacob when he's fleeing and says, Jacob, I am with you. I am with you. And what does that tell us? It tells us that God is with us when our lives are threatened. God is with us when our lives are threatened. I am with you. No matter what is threatening your life, it could be a brother, it could be a health challenge, it could be a virus, but God says, I am with you. That's the first time he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He's with us when our lives are threatened. The second instance when God promised, I will not leave you, he said it to Joshua. After Joshua had taken over leadership of Israel, in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. This is what God says to Joshua. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. At this time, Joshua is not like Jacob. Jacob is running away from a threat. Joshua is running into battle. And so God is saying, he is with you when you are going into battle. When you are running from danger, he is with you. When you are running into danger, he is with you. I will not leave you when you are trying to avoid trouble. I will not leave you when you are getting into trouble. God never leaves us at any point in time. And what is so important about this is that when God said this to Joshua, Moses had died. Moses had died. The great Moses. The one who saw God in the burning bush, who came and liberated them. The one Moses, Joshua had followed, had died. And Joshua has to now go and face danger without Moses. And God says to Joshua, I am with you. Moses is not here, but I am here. And I just want to pause and make a little comment on this. It is valuable and useful and beneficial to learn from people's experiences. And it is wise to take precautions because of credible information that helps us to be safe. So when somebody tells you his experiences and how he has suffered and what went wrong, or when you hear something has gone wrong with somebody, it's good to learn from it. It's good to take precaution. However, it is fearful and self-defeating when we allow other people's situations to make us feel vulnerable and weak. It's like years ago, I was having a conversation with somebody, and the person talked about somebody who had passed away. And then the next statement he said was, if people like these are going, then people like us, what can we do? So it's almost like Joshua would be saying, if Moses is gone, then me, Joshua, what can I do? That's where God says, Moses is gone, but I will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't see somebody's experience as your experience. Learn from it, take precaution from it, but don't be embalmed in the fear because somebody has gone through something. Does not mean you will go through it also. Your faith in God must be yours and not based on somebody's experience. Because you don't know everything about everybody. So God says to Joshua, I'm here. And I want to tell you this morning, church, God is with you. God is with you. He is with you when you are running from danger. He is with you when you are facing danger. He is with you. He has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So these are the two instances that where God says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He says it to Jacob when he's running away from danger. He says it to Joshua when he's running into danger. Both instances, God says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So, when the writer of Hebrews comes and says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, these are the two instances he is referring to. To Jacob, I will not leave you nor forsake you. To Joshua, I will not leave you nor forsake you. One is running away from threat, the other is running into threat. These promises were not made to the writer of Hebrews. The reason I say the writer of Hebrews is because there is a doubt as to who wrote the book of Hebrews. I think it is Paul who wrote it because the language is very Pauline. But in the New Testament, Paul starts his writings with his name, Paul. But the book of Hebrews doesn't start with Paul. So there is a doubt as to whether it's Paul or Peter or anybody who wrote it. Somebody wrote it, inspired by God. And that person, God did not tell that person, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God said it to Jacob and said it to Joshua. But this person takes the word of God, which was spoken for somebody, for himself. Because what God has said in his word is for you also. Then he says, God has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so I may boldly say. Somebody say, I have something to say. Now, anytime somebody posts you something on WhatsApp or you see something on Facebook, watch what you say. Don't say, we are dead, oh. We are finished, oh. Hey, what can we do? You can do something. Because God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say. What can we boldly say? Well, in Hebrews, he says, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now, this phrase, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That is quoted in Hebrews. It didn't start from Hebrews. It starts from the Psalms. Psalm 27 verse 1. That is what Hebrews is quoting. And Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This was a psalm of David. And they're suggesting that David wrote this psalm during the rebellion against him by his son Absalom. And if you read through the whole psalm, he says other things, and I will quickly say some, quote some of the things he says. In verse 8 of Psalm 27, David said, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Now, how can David seek the face of God? Because God said it. What we say is based on what God says. Verse 10, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I don't know about you, but you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God's word in times past gives me something to say in this present time. God's word in times past gives me something to say in this present time. He has said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So we can boldly say, the Lord is my strength and my helper. Whom shall I fear? So when you don't know what to say, what you say must be scriptural. And Ajay is not in the scriptures. Hey! Is not in the scriptures. So when you don't know what to say, say what the Bible says. What we say must be scriptural. Not only must it be scriptural, it must honor God. What we say must honor God. And what we say must be what we desire. Don't say what you don't want to happen. Say what you want to happen. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So, just giving you some guidelines as to how to comport your faith in these times. Definitely wash and sanitize your hands. Wear double mask or triple mask. And if anybody tells you that is not a sign of faith, that is up to them. But wear triple mask if you have to. Socially distance. Definitely. Don't go and throw a birthday party. This is not a time for it. You would have a time for party. You have another birthday next year, by which time this virus will be out, and then you can have the biggest party from Kokumlemle to Kaswa. But this is not a time for it. It's just commonsensical. But in addition to all of that, watch what you say. Don't kill yourself before the virus gets to you. And don't open the door for attack to yourself. That is why you must say what God says. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my deliverance. The Lord is my protector. The Lord will keep me safe. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That is your language. So, in conclusion, I'm going to give you three patterns of speech. And they come from the scriptures. Everything is from the scriptures. And by the way, you know, all the declaration we do, like what we do before I start preaching, it's all scripture. It's just the scriptures back. It's not Mensotable's words. It's the scriptures. Every part is referenced. There are over 14 scriptures put together to create that declaration. Because our words are nice, but they are not powerful. It is the word of God in your mouth that has the power. That is why when Satan tempts Jesus, Jesus doesn't say, hey, get away from there, I don't want you. He would say, it is written. It is written. It is. Even the Son of God quoted the word of God. Your word may be nice. You may have nice poetry, but it's not powerful. The power is because God has said it, so I can boldly say it. He has said it, so I can boldly say it. He has said it, so I can boldly say it. So let me give you three, and then we close. So, what God says and what we say. He has said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. That is Isaiah 43 verse 2. So I boldly say, surely the Lord will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. Psalm 91 verse 3. The Lord will deliver me from every trap and from every pestilence. Second, he has said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. So I boldly say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. If you are sick, this is what you are saying. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. For everybody who has been afflicted by this virus, I say to you, the Lord is your healer. And over this land of Ghana, I say healing to the land. I say healing to the nations of the world. I say healing to the peoples of the world. I say healing to your family. He has said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Psalm 50 verse 15. So I boldly say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This is just to give you an example of what God says and what we say. What God says and what we say. And you can pick this and make it your declaration throughout the week. Throughout the week. When somebody gives you information and your head is spinning and your heart is racing and you feel like saying something very, very not sensible, say what God says. Instead of saying, yeah. We are all going, you know. You and who are going. You are audacious to include other people. Don't include anybody. But you will not die. You will live to declare the glory of God. The Lord is your health. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is your deliverance. The Lord is your salvation. And he will deliver you. You go through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Yes, we are going through it. It will be scary looking around. You will hear things that will make your heart beat. But he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Whether you are running away from threat or you are running into danger, I will never leave you nor forsake you. This morning, I just came to wake up your heart. To wake up your heart that your God is still on the throne. He is still a savior. He's still a redeemer. He's still a healer. He's still a protector. He's still a provider. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Rise up with me. Rise up and lift up your hand to heaven. And say, Lord God Jehovah, you are my dwelling place. You are my shield. You are my protector. Today, I bring myself under your covering. Cover me. Deliver me, heal me, keep me safe. By your word, I dwell in safety. My family dwells in safety. And I will go through this valley, but no evil shall befall me, because you have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I boldly say, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my light. What can happen to me? If God be for me, nothing can be against me. I declare victory this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Celebrate the victory of God over your life. Walk in the strength of the Lord. Walk in the power of the Lord. Walk in the confidence of the Lord. He is your assurance and he is your safety. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.